Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurologic report on Genevieve L. House, H-A-N-S, address is 1079 Filbert, F-I-L-B-E-R-T, Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-966-2257, ID is XXX XX 9851, date of birth 2/19/1965, occupation is physician record coder, Enlo Hospital. Insurance is Enlo Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Enlo Pharmacy. The referring physician is Dr. Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, Lipman, L-I-P-M-A-N, M-D, Interventional Pain Solutions, P-period, C-period, 10 Governor's Lane, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-343-4757, fax 530-343-3347. The clinical indication is neurological referral for evaluation and treatment of migraine. Dear Dr. Lipman, thank you for referring Genevieve Hans for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you are already aware, she has what appears to be intractable migraine, describing clinical symptoms suspicious for cervicogenic cephalgia with posterior neck pain radiating anteriorly into the retroorbital area bilaterally associated with throbbing. New paragraph, she's had a number of treatment and medication trials and by the report notes is maybe scheduled for Botox injections, which may be valuable for her. New paragraph, currently she's taking APAP, hydrocodone, and tramadol, but only during the day. But on a routine basis, which would place her at risk for chronic daily cephalgia. New paragraph. She's had a number of medication trials in the past, including Lyrica, low doses, which he is still taking, and duloxetine, which may have been tapered. Her diagnosis codes identify radiculopathy in the cervical region, spondylosis without myelopathy, occipital neuralgia, previous treatment is reported to include physical therapy, massage therapy, chiropractic treatment, home exercises and stretches daily, NSAIDs without benefit. Her examination documents hyperalgesia in the dermatomes of the cervical spine. Some frontotemporal tenderness, including the supraorbital groove. New paragraph. My neurological examination today. Shows normal cranial nerve responses. Her motor examination is preserved. Her sensory examination is intact, all modalities. Her deep tendon reflexes are also preserved, proximally and distally. Subparagraph, there are no pathological or primitive reflexes. New paragraph, she's wearing a boot having fallen and injured her right foot. Ambulatory examination is observed, but formal testing is deferred. Romberg's test is unremarkable. New paragraph, her cervical examination demonstrates full range of motion with reported tenderness without restriction on flexion, extension, side bending, and rotation and lateral side bending. New paragraph, she gives a history of Amovig trials without benefit. New paragraph, and consideration of her current clinical history and understanding that she may have chronic daily cephalgia as a consequence of her continued narcotics use with underlying migraine, we will give her samples of Ubrelvy and vitamin B2, riboflavin 400 milligrams, for additional nutritional prophylaxis. New paragraph. We will obtain the imaging results of her recent MR scans at North Valley Enlow for review and see her back shortly in consideration for further treatment should the Ubrelvy medication be beneficial, adjusting her to subcutaneous injectable Emgality, E-M-G-A-L-I-T-Y, as may be indicated. New paragraph. An additional consideration with her findings and clinical history would be a trial of topiramate which may have a number of potential benefits for her clinical symptoms. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she returns. New paragraph. Sign with my professional signature.